Keys to digesting life in real time. So how, once you begin to empty out your past, via constructively recognizing and midwifing your own trigger experiences, do you ensure that you never, ever backlog a past again? It has a lot to do with pacing. Once upon a time, evenings were sacred. Weekends, at least the Sabbath, these were then too. In addition to this saving grace, in our modern world, in our faint wisdom we did know, to prescribe holiday for us to glow, that is rest times away, at the cottage, in a foreign country, at an ashram, at a stable, wherever it is that we can slow down and play. Sometime in the 1980s, we did away with all of this. Stores, they began to open on weekends and in the evenings too. Work demands and their expectations became hustle and bustle 24/7. Why? Because ego makes work. In its insecurity, in the midst of rising populations and of rising uncertainties, it keeps us occupied. As a result of this one fallacy, we rapidly came to believe that busy, it means important. Barely a single human being seems to question this. Now we are bloated. We have so much undigested past in us. We are rapidly, exponentially expanding ourselves as an obese society. We are about to emotionally explode, to pop. What was it that these sacred evenings, these weekends, and these holidays did give us? What was their invisible gem? When we slow down, when we slow our minds, our exposure to new experiences that need digesting wanes. And thus, our system, it can catch up. Quite literally, evenings and weekends and holidays too, that is time to relax and to play with you. These are the times when your system does catch up, on its backlog immense of digesting your past. That is, unless we quite naturally live in the now, or we live at a slow enough pace to completely, fully and completely digest what we are experiencing now in real time. As we are doing this, thanks be to physics, our living in the now does dredge and clear our former past. For the rest of us, the majority of humanity who is not yet this sensitive, this is why we do feel oh so much lighter, so refreshed, so happy and so free after a good play. After each time out, you see, when we allow ourselves to rest and to relax, there is quite literally less in us queued up, waiting for its opportunity to be digested. The keys to digesting our life experience in real time, such that we do not ever again accrue a past, these are: A. Slow down. Take time to rest, to play, to linger and to wander, with no goal in sight, with absolutely no aim, with no intention other than this, to regenerate and to re-inspire yourself. B. Give yourself the gift of silence. In silence, stimulation, it is substantially less. Thus, significant backlog, it can be moved through you. You can simply empty it out. C. Select your stimuli wisely. You will have to digest them all, so choose them, just like deciding to only occasionally consume, via eating or drinking, something that taxes your immune system. The exception, not the rule. Make this your golden rule. Media, environments, relationships, and colors, as well as sounds. All of these are choices that you must make, for it is you who subjects yourself to them. And so becoming sensitive again to these your choices, this becomes possible as you resensitize your intuition. For this is how you reawaken to the presence of all life, yes, all life, as subtle energy. D. Clean up your diet. Give your system food and drink and experiences that truly nourish it. Eat and drink and experience less. Give your system adequate time to digest. For all that you take in, it is life or death. E. Weed your garden. This is a metaphor. Regularly perform an inventory of your own life, and thus you will clear out what is no longer serving you, what is no longer meaningful to you, what is no longer beneficial. As if you are weeding a literal garden. Identify what it is that you wish to grow, to nurture, to cherish, and then make generous space for it. F. Get out of time. To turn your clocks around, take off your watch, press pause on the beeper on your computer, remove your tethers that which hold you to time. Let yourself float in timelessness. You will become refreshed so much quicker. When my husband and I met, he initiated timeless Sundays. We make no plans, no commitments, no intentions for this day, other than to commune with God, so that we can remember through experiencing it the divine state of flow. We cover the clocks over the night before, and we follow our cues, noticing what does inspire us, what we actively feel called to, and then we explore it. We allow it to become our now experience. By the time the sun does set, for this it is our nature's cue, the day it seems so incredibly long. It is full and rich and plump with goodness. We absolutely love our timeless Sundays. They give us the gift of being restored. And they offer us this magical gift called perspective, a rich overview of where we are. G. Include contingency time. Whenever you plan anything, add more time than you think you need. Allow time for flow and for unexpected experiences, for you can always expect what is unexpected. Allow time for refreshing explorations of possibilities, experiences that you could never predict. For when you are planning, you are absent from God. Contingency time, therefore, it is a buffer to allow God to enter in to your life more frequently, and this is what allows you to breathe. H. Plan wander time, empty time. Different than contingency time, which is a cushion within a planned activity, plan wander time, empty time. Mark it in your calendar. These are chunks of time when you have no plan, no destination, nothing in mind. For when you allow these gaps in your being in control, life, it can pick you up, and it can carry you in flow. Synchronicities increase astronomically when you are available. So plan unplanned time, just to wander, whatever this means to you. I. Move when you are ready to. When you relax into co-creative control, notice when your system it is ready for your next move. Do not rush, do not haste. Just like with eating, notice when your system is ready for more. Get good at being still. Now that we have these flowing into place as your new modus operandi, at least you are considering them actively. If you are not quite yet experimenting with them to discover your own benefits therein, we have now set the stage for you to recognize and to exponentially hone your relationship with your intuition. Your intuition is the instrument, the one that shifts your ego to its co-pilot seat now beside soul. Without activation of your intuition, your soul's direct guidance, you are cut off from your source. You are squeezed into the limited state of the wheel of time. The sacred soul's realm, it is like an oxygen-rich infinity, an expansive eternity, an endless bubble of source. The ego's realm, the wheel of time, it is like a suffocating, atrophying balloon.